Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 616 of the program. Appreciate you joining us. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to reach out, you can leave us a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS. You can also send us an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. We appreciate you listening. Also subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/theballerlifestylepodcast. There's a new bonus Bri up there right now that people seem to like, where it's just me listing things that I hate. Jelly roll, flower crown, skinny margaritas, polyamory, yacht rock, Huntington Beach, spoken word, couples workouts. This is just a small list. Apple watches. It's fun. patreon.com/theballerlifestylepodcast. I am joined now, as always, by the great, dear friend of mine, co-host of the program, the great Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I don't want to spoil your bonus prize stuff, but well, you're talking about couples workouts, and I feel strongly about this.
Of course.
No go.
Yeah, no. Fuck couples workouts.
No.
Yeah.
When I see couples running together, I'm like incensed.
What is going on?
What are you doing?
What is going on? What are you doing? Do that on your own. Do that on your own. Look, hey, you guys want to go to the gym at the same time? You go to the gym.
That's
you
fine.
Split off and go do your thing.
Then you do your right. own thing.
Yeah.
Because there should be no couples that are at the same pace, same weights, same. It's.
Of course.
Everyone's built differently. Like, do your own thing.
Yes. 100%. 110%. And look, Ed, sometimes they'll wear matching outfits. They'll dress alike. Like, it's their thing to do the workout together. Now, I get like, hey, look, what if you're into yoga or whatever? You guys can go to the same yoga class. That's fine. But that's a group participation event. But when you set up and you go, hey, we're going to go down to the park.
Everything the same.
Yeah, we're going to run 400s, and then we're going to do body weight squats, and then we're going to do a 2-minute rest, and then we're going to run another 400, and then we're going to go get a smoothie. Put smoothies on the list. Smoothies.
Go home and do some murder suicide together.
Yes, exactly. Calm down.
That's how it always ends.
Yeah, have your own things, you know? Do your own thing.
So, speaking of dressing alike,
tell me.
So, this past Friday, there was like admitted students day at my son's future college.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sitting in one. They split the kids in the parents' office.
Is that in Rhode Island?
It is Providence. Yeah.
Providence, Rhode Island. Is that a train ride from you? Like, what's the, can you visit on the weekends? I don't know the geography. Yeah,
because of the way we just don't treat trains properly in this country. It's an expensive train ride. Like it is.
Yeah.
But like Amtrak, it was like two something each way per, like way too much money.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, it's parents' day or whatever.
It's a three and a half hour drive. And then it's like pseudo orientation, but not because they still have that in the summer. Anyway,
yeah.
I'm sitting at this, one of these presentations for the parents.
Yeah.
And the mom and dad are wearing the exact same thing.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Like the exact same outfit.
What do you mean? Describe the outfits. Like, describe, it's like khakis and a polo shirt?
No, like it was like a black shirt with like the same stripe on it. Oh, and
what?
And so I'm not paying attention to what they're right in front of me. And I'm not paying attention to what the presentation is about, because I'm just running through what happened? What's going on? When we go to break, they start talking to each other, and they had a very West African accent. Okay. And I thought, oh, maybe that's just how it's done. But like, it distracted me for like 25 minutes, because I'm like, Yeah. What could they be doing? Why?
Now I feel bad because they're wearing like tribal. They're wearing like tribal garb, Ed.
Yeah, and I'm judging. And then I'm like, okay, this is on me. This is on me.
Well, but normally it isn't because we're conditioned. You know, the wife will have, she'll have like a set of muumuus and the husband will have a matching floral shirt that goes with the muumuu. And they're like, honey, we're wearing the Sunday set today, right? You know, we're going to brunch and we're going to dress alike. And what is that? What is it?
What's going on? It was baffling.
Yeah, it's crazy. Okay, Ed, let's talk about, you know what's crazy is that people die all the time. Let's talk about some of them.
Just tell us who is dead now. Just tell us who is dead now. Who died? It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive. Nope. Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died?
Ed, tell us who died.
I assume this one hurts a little bit extra in your neck of the woods.
Sure.
But I definitely had this guy's baseball cards.
Of course.
RIP to the great base-stealing stud, Davey Lopes, four-time All-Star, Dodger infielder, 80 years old. He was dealing with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Oh, that's a real double up. That's not what you want. What a mustache on this man. Now, Davey Lopes, I'll have to be honest. I'm more of a sax guy because Davey Lopes is just a little before my time. He got traded in like 1980.
I feel like I had baseball cards at like the end of his career.
That's right.
Right? We were just getting into baseball as he's wrapping
it up.
That's
right. Yeah. Davey Lopes, what a stash, base stealer. And also like came along at a time because look, that's Lopez. It just ends with an S instead of a Z, you know? But like impossible.
Island and
yeah.
We give him the Ellis Island treatment.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're Lopes.
Lopes. No, we're calling you. It's Lopez. No, you're Lopes. RIP, Davey Lopes. Good dude.
RIP, Garrett Anderson, stud Angels outfielder, only 53 years old. Yeah. I didn't see a cause of death, like discovered in his bedroom or something. Yeah. I don't know, but like that guy was like, the Angels won a World Series with him as like one of their best players.
Yes.
He was very good.
He was one of those guys. Yeah, he was one of those guys where he's like not a Hall of Fame player, but he's like just that tier right below. Like he was one of the best outfielders for 12 years, you know, with a lot of doubles, a lot of home runs. I believe this might have been like a myocardial infarction situation, Ed, like a widowmaker where his just heart exploded at home. Very sad. Sounds like he was just a really nice guy and just way too young to die. RIP Garrett Anderson.
RIP Oscar the Holy Hand Schmidt. If you watched Olympic basketball like in the 80s, he was the Brazilian scoring. Yep. He's the all-time Olympic basketball scorer.
Yep.
68. He had a brain tumor. He was like the old school before everybody's an NBA player. Totally. He was the guy.
There was a time where like he probably played in like four or five Olympics, you know, where it's just like the national team was just like the national team. Like that was you were just always on the national team for years and years and years. It was just
Sabonis
like
Sabonis was the Sabonis dad.
Yes.
That dude was Arvidas. Another guy. We wouldn't see him. He came to the NBA at like the very end of his career.
Yes.
But he was just known for the Olympics. We just see him ripping it up.
That dude just knocking down 16 footers. And he was kind of like the original Jokic. Like he was just
like a stretch.
Yes.
Big man.
Could do it all. He could just do it all. Like wasn't athletic, but like, you know, he didn't rely on his athleticism, Ed. I think, you know, coach's kid, first in, last out, you know, like that kind of guy.
Led the league in floor burns.
Yes. who else said?
RIP Dave McGinnis, former Arizona Cardinals head coach, 74. I just remember he presided over some terrible teams.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah.
You know, I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Sure.
RIP Browning Nagel, former Louisville star quarterback, and then I think he was a first round pick of the Jets. 57, colon cancer. Get the colonoscopies,
get it.
Boys.
Get the colonoscopy.
Get it done.
Also,
it's not as bad as you think it's going to be.
It's really
like the prep,
not that
you
bad.
Just kind of get used to it after a couple hours.
Kind of sucks.
Like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, it's the starving yourself that sucks. You know, it's
you're more bored and hungry.
Yeah, yeah. My buddy Chad Fan, he just did like an 84-hour fast. And it's like, you know, and it's like a men, you know, because he's like trying to be strong in his mind or whatever. I could barely do the 24 of the fucking colonoscopy, you know, like 3 days. Fun. Like, get the fuck out of here. And Browning Nagel. That's just one of those names, right? Like, what a name. Browning. Who could forget Browning Nagel? Yes. RIP. Very sad. Get checked for that, guys.
RIP John Nolan. He was an actor from Christopher Nolan's Batman movies. Like, he had like one or two lines.
Yeah.
87 years old.
Classic.
And I think he worked in like Nolan's first student film. And he's like, oh, now I've got a big budget.
Are they related?
I'm going to bring you along.
The same last name.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right.
There's probably a connection.
Probably his cousin.
Uncle John or whatever.
Yeah.
But, RIP Roger Adams. He was the inventor of the sneakers with wheels called Heelys. 71, pancreatic cancer. I feel like Heelys came about when I was already like in my 20s.
Yeah.
So it wasn't for me, but I remember an era where seeing like you'd be at the mall and you'd see kids zipping around.
Zipping around. Yeah. It was,
a lot of concussions.
Right. It was after your time and before your kids' time. So it was just a window that you missed where it was like a little wheel in the heel of the shoe that was like spring loaded. So if you lifted your heel up a little bit, the wheel would pop out and you could roll like fucking down the sidewalk on your heels. Yeah. This is the precursor. Yeah. This is the precursor to the hoverboards, you know, where people are just breaking teeth left and right. RIP. I imagine this guy, I mean, unless he got fucked over like the super soaker guy or the Nerf gun or the lady that drew the Nike swoosh, I imagine this guy had a couple of bucks at the end. RIP pancreatic cancer, the worst cancer.
The game's up.
The end. RIP.
And I feel like this last one probably hits harder with Jay Stu. I don't know if we've got him talking about this, but it just feels like his kind of thing. But RIP to Valerie Lee. One of the last surviving munchkins of the Wizard of Oz, 94 years old. And you feel like he's probably like way into it and we just don't talk about it.
Let's text him. I don't want to like get him on the phone because he's probably out there hiking, but maybe we'll get an answer by the end of the show. I'm gonna include you. I'm gonna do a group thing here at Daily. Jason.
And don't you feel like the munchkins must live a little extra long?
Well, it's like it's kind of like really tall guys don't live, you know, because the heart's got to pump all that blood, all that distance.
Right.
Like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he's 79.
He's a miracle.
Yeah, he's like
a miracle.
79 years old. He's like 7'1" or something. It's got to pump that fucking blood all the way. But if you got a little compact body, if you're taking care of it, unlike Vern Troyer, you know, if Vern Troyer's saturating his little tiny liver with Rumplemints every day.
Kid Rock's little guy.
Right.
Remember that guy?
Fuck. I think it's like
little
Joe or something. Yeah. Boy, I mean.
But yeah. Hank the Angry Drunken Dwarf.
Oh, Well, they tend to drink, Ed. You know, it's because it's because you're.
Remember, there were a lot of stories. It doesn't sound like Valerie Lee was one of them, but those munchkins got really aggressive with Judy Garland on the set.
Now, do you think? I imagine though, if they're grabbing the star of the movie and like you know trying to finger her and grab her tits and stuff, well, they're doing that to the lady munchkins as well. You know, that's not just Valerie, exclusive.
You think Valerie was on the business then?
Yeah, she was. She had it tough. Yeah, because also, like,
she had some memories.
Their size, like if you're a normal sized person and a munchkin comes up and tries to fuck with you, you just flick it away. Get the fuck out of here, you little munchkin. But if you're the size, you know, it's like, would you rather fight 100 ducks or 100-foot duck? You know, like it's you know, you want to flick away just kick them away. Yeah, there's a lot of them, but they're small. If you're the same size as it, you know, it can get you. It can get you. And you know, this poor Valerie Lee, she was getting got. Okay. Okay. Hold on. Are you a fan of The Wizard of Oz.
Who isn't?
Right. And I'm going to say, I don't know if this will poison the well.
There was a time when I was like six that I was into it.
No, it's terrifying. The monkey thing is so scary, Ed, because it used to like come on TV. It used to come on TV.
It was like a once a year thing on TV. Yes. It was like an event.
It was an event, and you'd watch it on TV, and it was fucking so scary. Because it is kind of like, it's made like in the 30s or something. It's so old. Is it the first, because it's black and white, and then it turns color. Yeah. I think it was like the first color movie or something. It was like a feat of filmmaking that, it was like unbelievable that they could do this back then.
You know what also was a feat of filmmaking? Birth of a Nation. We don't have to love it just because it was a big deal.
I mean, you discussed on this show, there's, if you want to look back in the archives here, you could look up Ed Explains a Movie, Gone with the Wind, which I think
that came out around the same time.
Yeah, around the same time. Very troubling, and also like 3.5 hours long for some reason.
Never
like
ended.
Crazy. Okay, hold on. Are you a fan of The Wizard of Oz? Seems like something. No, I'll just do YN and see if he, because I like doing YN. I'm just going to do YN and see if he answers YN or if he pontificates. Okay, YN.
Give him the opportunity.
Yeah. I don't want to feed him too much. Are you a fan of
right?
Okay. Let's. What's next here? Gotta consult. Here's where we talk about sports. Let's talk about some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, when you go to Providence, is there a lot of like Farrelly brothers? Is there a statue like Phil Lynott in Dublin?
I saw a cop had pulled over somebody on the side of the road, and I was expecting it to be Charlie from Me, Myself, and Irene.
Now were we fed a bill of goods on the Farrelly brothers? Because look, they make Dumb and Dumber.
There were three movie stretch where I really liked them.
Top of the fucking game.
Me, Myself, and Irene was very funny. Obviously, so funny. There's Something About Mary and Dumb and Dumber.
So good.
But then
they've
devolved into Green Book, shit like that.
The Dumb and Dumber. So Something About Mary.
I never watched the sequel.
Something About Mary may be the most I've ever laughed out loud in a movie theater.
Yeah.
To the point where I remember like telling people about it and going, we got to go see. I went back and saw it again. Like, I would never do that. Yes. So good. So funny. Just groundbreakingly like R-rated dirty comedy. Amazing. Dumb and Dumber. Same. Just amazing movie. Then I went back and saw, they made a sequel to Dumb and Dumber. And I was like,
didn't watch it.
Oh my God, Ed. It's like 5 minutes into the movie, and forgive me for saying this, okay? I'm just describing something I saw. Spoiler alert. I don't know another way to describe this, Ed. There's a period blood joke like 5 minutes into the movie, and I'm like, no one thinks this is fun. Like, this is not funny. And I'm like, what happened? And then, they're doing Green Book. And it's like,
another good movie of theirs, Kingpin.
Kingpin
was a good movie.
Another classic.
Good movie.
Never laughed harder. Never laughed harder than watching Kingpin. Bought the DVD. I had all the DVDs of all these movies. I used to throw on Me, Myself, and Irene with the outtakes plugged into the movie where you could see the jokes that got left out. They're so funny. And then these guys, is it that they just start smelling their own farts and they're just like,
I think Green Book is the ultimate, like, hey, I'm gonna make an important movie where the white savior.
Yes.
Like, what is that?
Yes. Jason's responded, sure, period, purely for nostalgic reasons. What does that even mean? No, it's just a problem with Jason. That's even more confusing.
That's the most Jason answer.
It is purely for nostalgic reasons. What? So it's, so is it a good, is it, now I got to ask another question. Is it a good movie? Why? And not, see, it's, see, I said, are you a fan? And that's on me. Is it a good movie? Why? And okay. And what's going on? What happened in sports this week?
Okay. The big thing that happened, it was probably more last week, but clearly a private investigator was camped out near an Arizona luxury hotel.
Sedona, yeah.
Sedona, yeah. I've been to Sedona. Beautiful.
Beautiful. It's where a bunch of, like, hippies. It's
romantic.
Look, if you're...
It's where hippies, yeah.
It's a,
they make trinkets on the side
it's,
of the road.
Right. It's, there's a lot of aliens there. There's beautiful red rocks. And you know what it is, Ed? It's not... It's a place you have to have the intention to go. So it's like, you got to go.
It's not a happenstance thing.
No, you got to go. You got to fly to an airport. You got to rent a car. You got to drive a couple hours. And then you're fucking, you're like in seclusion where it's like, it's upscale, but you're not going to run into your neighbor or somebody you went to college with.
Oh, no.
You know, like you're alone. And if you're looking to do, if you're looking to have sex with somebody quietly, this is the type of place you go, you know, you escape because it's like, oh, you could go to St. Bart's. You know, people are going to see, you know, the Virgin Islands, Hawaii, like Cabo San Lucas. That's on my list. Cabo. Fuck Cabo. But like the places like that, you know, it's like there's places where you could get recognized. Sedona. You think there's any fucking Pats fans right in Sedona? These people are looking for aliens. So it's just go there.
They're looking for either aliens or a little like pot with a picture of a pueblo on it.
Exactly.
Like,
yes.
That's what they're looking for.
One of those little painted things.
With a pueblo
that you donate a couple. You have it in your house for a while, and then you're like, "What? This thing's getting dusty." You donate it to the Goodwill. Yes, that's
what am I supposed to do with this?
What do
pueblo
I do with this?
Right, it's the Goodwill can take care of it. So anyway,
yes,
two people that were doing some pottery shopping just happened to run into each other. New England Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel and athletic reporter Diana Rossini. Yes. And they were caught holding hands, intertwining fingers, hugging, sharing a hot tub.
Yeah.
And her line was, I was on a girls' trip. And it's been pointed out many times, there's never been a girls' trip where there are no pictures of the rest of the girls.
Where's the girls?
Never.
Yeah, where's the girls?
None could be produced. Both are married with kids, young kids.
Young kids? Oh, yeah.
I think young kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, the heat was, you know, because people are like, look, whatever is going on in both your marriages is one thing, but like this for ethics in journalism.
That's the problem. Yeah.
She had, she voted Drake May as the MVP. She voted Vrabel as head coach of the year.
Yeah.
And she's the only person that was reporting that there's strong links between the Patriots and A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
And it's
inside info.
All this shit, it's ethically, it's not good. So her fellow reporters were like, yeah, it's not a good look.
Yeah.
Like they were not rushing to her defense. She's since resigned.
Yeah. Like Adam Schefter. He'll suck off a GM, but he does it on the down low, you know, he's getting his info from these agents, you know, and he's doing some quid pro quo, but he spreads it around. You know, he's not just doing one team. He does the whole league.
So there's speculation on who hired the private investigator, because nobody with their cell phone is like, hey, I happen to have this perfect angle at the rooftop.
Yeah,
hot tub.
I'm into this
like
part.
That.
Yeah.
So. Many say it's her husband, but then some are saying could be the Eagles. The Eagles could be like, hey, you know, she's blowing shit up for our star receiver they're trying to get value for.
Yeah.
And she's angling it.
Because people know around the league.
People talk.
You know, you think it was a secret that JFK and his brother were fucking Marilyn Monroe? That was no secret. Yeah. It was well known amongst the group, but you had an understanding. Now, if you got an understanding in the league, hey, look, I'm gonna fuck the head coach. If so, you gotta play by the rules, or else the Eagles are gonna fuck you over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so anyway, I like that idea.
I'm hoping we find out that, like, yeah, there was another team that was involved with this thing. But
yeah.
Vrabel just took his team to the Super Bowl, so he'll have no repercussions for this.
Yeah,
but there are so many clips of Rossini, like, talking shit about her husband on other podcasts and shows. And I remember hearing, like, a podcast where she appeared maybe preseason last year. And she's just like, I'm just a Jersey girl. Like, I'm just a regular person. Just, I was so irked by her just really just letting you know. She's just a down-home. And then I know a guy who went to high school with her. And he's like, yeah, there are rumors she was fucking the math teacher.
Oh, really? See, I like that. Now, I'm trying to look, Ed, you know, I don't follow sports. I'm looking at this Diana Rossini. This is a score for Mike Vrabel. She's got kind of some strong features. You know, she looks like she's from New Jersey. Like, I'm looking at her. I go, she looks like she's from New Jersey. But this is not
Michelle
bad.
Michelle asked me, like, is she really good looking? And I said, she would be an attractive mom that you'd see.
Totally. Yes. Right? Yes. Yeah. 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 If you see her down at the tot lot, you're going to try to make
a movie star.
No,
but she's an attractive mom.
Look, you would have sex with her 100%. Yes.
Yeah.
And if you were Mike Vrabel, you would. You know, she's throwing it at you. Why not? I wonder what he told the wife. I'm going to Sedona for guys golf weekend. Then he tells her it's a golf weekend. Does he pack the clubs? He packs the clubs and takes them on the plane and shit. He's got to hump them to the hotel and shit. He's got his golf clubs with him. And he's like, man, this is a pain in the ass, but I need it for the ruse. Like, I need the private eye to get a picture of him with the clubs. I need the clubs.
That's like my college roommate that we found out that he had been fired from his internship. And he still got up and put his tie on and left. And we're like, what is he at the library right now? It was the best. It was the best. And we'd ask him lots of detailed questions. So today, like, what did you do? And like,
that poor son of a bitch. Yeah.
It was like somebody got the call when he wasn't there. And they're like, yeah, we just had to work out the termination agreement of this or that. So we knew he was not working where he said he was.
That shit is.
He's like, man, stuff. Yeah. Boss is kind of a pain in the ass. And we're like,
he's making up.
Tell us more about that. Yeah.
You're just digging in. That's so good.
It's no secret
tell me.
That the two of us love the great Ichiro Suzuki.
He's the best.
Just one of the greats.
Yeah. The real hit king.
The Mariners, the real hit king.
Yeah.
King. And the Mariners, justifiably so, honored him with a statue outside their stadium. Unfortunately, the unveiling was marred when his bat snapped as they pulled the cover off.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what materials are you're making a statue and a, like a heavy blanket or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, broke the bat.
Is this are the tariffs to blame for these? We're getting less, you know, we're having to use recycled materials or whatever. It's playing a commercial. I want to see the bat break. Also, how long is this commercial? Also, like, the statues in general, Ed, when are we gonna, like, we got AI now, right? We got, like, all these new, you look back, there was this dude, Michelangelo, Ed, and he would take a block of granite, and he would carve in with this is in the fucking 1200s or something.
This dude knew the male anatomy. He knew.
He
knew what he wanted to see.
They would study cadavers, Ed. They would go and they would go when they pick up the bodies before they dispose.
Studied live men too.
Oh, that's true.
They had a
lot of assistants. Yeah, they knew that. Yeah, he's got one where it's like Moses and he's like pointing. And it's like this muscle right here, this is flexed, that only flexes when you have the pinky pulled in, and it's like only my, and he made them out of granite, Ed, with tools, with just stone, Bronze Age tools. And he would have a hand touching a body, and the body would be dimpled around the hand. They were so beautiful, so perfect, so anatomically correct. And these days, we got the, it's here we are in
Wade
the,
we got, I Love Lucy.
Yeah, we got
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo! Like, the Magic Johnson looks like Danny Glover. Like, we can't do a single fucking statue. Like, we have 3D printing, Ed. It should be exact. It shouldn't be able to tell the fucking difference. And they, every
single... By the way, did you see the Hulk Hogan statue that they unveiled at like, WWE World or something? Somebody's like... His greatest nightmare, he's been memorialized as a person of color because he's bronze.
That is going on, by the way. I've been inundated with WrestleMania. WrestleMania is happening this weekend. Hold on. They're about, look, the cover. So they have it like covered with like one of those like a
heavy, like velour blanket or something.
A parachute thing. Oh, there was a thing I wanted to show you. I almost sent you the link, but I didn't because it's just too visual. Oh, and it snapped right off. The last part that came off was the bat. It is a sick pose because it's him. He's left-handed, right?
Yeah.
He's got the bat, and he's like fixing his sleeve. You know, like,
I think he looks pretty good. It's
he
just
looks real good.
Shiny material that they broke the bat with.
There was a there's a place out here. It's called Temecula, California. And here's what it's known for. Methamphetamines.
Well, that's the place where the guy was going to meet the other guy on Twitter to fight.
Yeah, to fight about Kobe. Yes. That's all you need to know about Temecula is there are people there that will fight you about Kobe. That's all you need to know. Also, it's like a wild place. It's like not that far, you know, it's like reachable from real, like I'm in a real place. I could be to Temecula in like an hour and 15 minutes, you know, like it's not that far. But one thing, and there's a lot of like shitty, like wineries, you know, where like Diana Rossini and her friends would go for the weekend. There's like a spa with the, you know, where you drink strawberry wine and, you know, but one thing they're known for also is they have a fucking hot air balloon festival.
Oh, no.
And this weekend, or it's just like, I don't know if it's a festival or it's ongoing. Again, I don't go there. I don't.
There's two people I know that will never go. Three people.
Yeah.
The two of us
and
Dante Stallworth, because we know he had a tough time.
I would say 99, I would say 100% of black people would not go in a hot air balloon. But Dante Stallworth went in one time and we're completely stunned. These people, there's this like home video where these people go in their backyard and I would say crash landed, but for some reason the pilot was able to set down. And it was like not a big palatial backyard. It looked like it was almost like a condo, like just like a little patio. And they walk outside and there's just a fucking basket of people just sitting there. Just standing there in their backyard, 13 people in a basket because the wind died down and the pilot just had to set it down. So they just come out with cameras and the people are like, hey, how's it going? They're not even like getting out of the thing. They're just like standing there like waiting for the ride to start again.
Get out of my yard.
Get out of my fucking yard because the wind died and he had to set down. So you're so subject to the wind that one, you don't know where you're going. So it could blow you onto the freeway.
Who's traveling this by hot air balloon?
Who's doing this as a way to have fun? Let's ask Jason if he's ever been in a hot air balloon.
If he says yes, would you recommend it?
Yes. No. Okay. Have you ever been in a hot air balloon? Because he's a real adrenaline junkie. Which is weird because he's
even fun. Kind of, I'm not into skydiving, but I get. That is a rush for people who want to do that kind of thing. But a hot air balloon is just the bad kind of rush. What?
Yes. Yeah, I might die. I could die. There's a Vietnam vet with PTSD wearing a leather vest, and he's calling himself the pilot of this thing. The rest of the guys are some fucking meth heads holding ropes. And then they're like, oh, we're going to make it go up. How? With fire. We're going to set it on fire. Well, what if it catches fire? It shouldn't. I mean, sometimes it does. It's okay. If it does, I'll just set it down. Where? This asshole's backyard.
Temecula.
In Temecula. Get the fuck out of here. What else is going on, Ed?
Pacers injured player Tyrese Haliburton. He explained his weight gain after a recent picture, living in shingles in a new video after the trending photo.
Look, people that listen to this show from a couple years ago will know I've had shingles and I do not. Zero stars.
Once you told me about it, yeah. I have asked my doctor and they're like, not to, you turned 50. I have a physical on Wednesday and I will be getting the shingles. But I have thought about it since, because I think I was 48 when you told me about it. And so I kept asking my doctor, I'm like, hey, can I get the shingles vaccine? They're like, 50. Why would you need it before 50? I was like, I know somebody who had it.
Yeah. I was not 50 when I had it. Yeah. I got shingles. It was on my back. It fucking sucked, but I only had it for like a couple weeks. Because remember, I talked about on the show, I'm not a big doctor guy. I thought I had a spider bite, but then the spider bite, it was like a cluster of spider bites. And then the next day there was a second cluster and it was a different shape. And I'm like, I'm going to the doctor for this. So I go to the doctor and they gave me the meds, and somebody emailed the show and they were like, dude, you're so lucky. Because then it sucked, but it was gone in like 10 days. Somebody emailed the show and they're like, I didn't go get the medicine. I had this shit for 6 months. So this is what this Tyrese Halliburton is dealing with. This is also what I like about basketball players, because they're out there running the court every night. They're burning, and also they fuck a lot. So they're burning a lot of fucking calories. So these guys, like, you know, it's well known that like every team in the league has a selection of PB&Js in the locker room. And these guys are just throwing down PB&Js before the game for the energy. And they go out there and they run all night so they can eat whatever the fuck they want. But then they stop. Usually their career ends, you know? And it's like Kevin Duckworth was kind of fat when he was in the league. Then he retires and he's morbidly. And he looks like Walter Hudson, RIP. You can't sustain that 9,000 calorie a day. And this is what this Tyrese Halliburton is learning, because he blows out his Achilles in the NBA finals. And now he's fat as hell and he's got shingles. You know, you got to start taking care of yourself. He's a young guy too.
Well, I hope he takes his time coming back, because he really hurt the Knicks in the playoffs last year.
So. I know. Yes.
Our boy Guy Fieri. Oh,
yeah.
By the way,
tell me.
Thank you to our friend David in Salt Lake.
Oh, right. He sent us that sauce. Yes.
Sent us that sauce.
I'm going to make some chicken wings. I got to get out some chicken wings. I'm going to use that Guy Fieri sauce.
I've not used it yet, but yeah, I'm excited. And my son saw it on the counter. He's like, hey, when are you going to do something with that? I was like, you know, if you feel up to it, maybe you could do something. But yeah, this week I'm gonna use that sauce.
Throw down some Guy Fieri sauce. I can't wait. Yeah.
But Guy Fieri was filmed chumming it up with the rapey kickboxer bro Andrew Tate and his brother Tristan at an MMA fight in Miami last weekend, and he got a lot of negative feedback, like, why are you hanging out with those pieces of shit? And he since posted on social media that he is devastated by the backlash.
Well, so
I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, so somebody sent me, it was our dear friend of the show, Squeegee Third Eye.
Okay.
I think occasionally posts some of our clips to Twitter. I could be confusing him with somebody else. But Squeegee Third Eye sent me a picture of the G-Man with his cigar. You're allowed to smoke cigar. I guess it's Miami, so you could do whatever you want. But he's smoking a cigar. He's like at the thing, and he's shaking hands with the, I thought this Andrew Tate was in prison.
I think there was a lot of talk that he got out in Amsterdam,
Romania.
Oh, it was Eastern.
But it's not illegal to traffic women in Romania, right? You just put them in, you pay a guy and he puts them in the thing and he sends them to the Baltimore Harbor, and then somebody accidentally plugs the thing and then they're all dead. But then it's okay, just give me another shipment, you know? Like,
right. Yeah,
so,
Frank Sabatka has to deal.
Right, Frank Sabatka. So, but he's out, I guess. Like, if you're going to get arrested,
he's glad-handing the G-Man.
You know, let's close off the G-Man, then we'll talk about me. So he sends me this thing, and he's like, look, fuck Guy Fieri, you know, he's glad-handing with these dudes. And I'm like, look, we need to hear from Guy Fieri, because we know Guy Fieri to be a good dude, and he's not going to support a sex trafficker.
Sure.
Also, Guy Fieri's a big brand. He's got his own sauce. What do we know about him? Family man. He's got his sons, Hunter and Ryder, which of course are named
he lives
for
every day in honor after the Grateful Dead. Beloved sister
Morgan. He taps the tattoo on his shoulder. There's even a. I was in the Cabo airport, and there's a fucking at the Guy Fieri restaurant. There's a giant mural of the tattoo of his sister in the Cabo airport. The guy is just a good dude. He's been married to the same woman this whole time. Salt of the earth. So what? All of a sudden, he hangs out with sex traffickers. I'm not buying it. And then he said, and then he put out a thing, a tweet, I think, or as Jason would call it, an X. He put out an X, and he said, and he goes, I'm devastated. He goes, I don't know who these guys are. Like, this guy asked me to shake his hand. I didn't know who he was. And look, I believe you think Guy Fieri's fucking around in the manosphere on his fucking phone? Like, this guy's right. Got $300 million in the bank. Do you think he's trying to fucking max his testosterone and try to get more bitches? Like, this is not Guy Fieri's lane. So I choose to believe the man just based on his track record.
I believe him in the sense that I don't like. I'm only sort of aware of. Right. Tate, but more on like the stories about him. If I saw Andrew Tate, he wouldn't look much different than just random people I pass on the sidewalk.
Yes.
So yeah. Like I believe him in that. I don't know if in the right context, like I wouldn't know who
wouldn't
they
recognize
are. The Tate brothers.
Neither. I didn't even know there was a second Tate. I only
I
know
either.
The original Tate.
Apparently he's problematic too.
Yes, of course they worked. They do the trafficking together. They traffic as a team. I did watch the Louis Theroux Manosphere doc because I thought I would get.
I have not watched it.
I thought I would get some material out of it, maybe for bonus pry. But it is just kind of like, I mean, the internet is disgusting, Ed. Like this is, it's just guys. It's just these guys. And they prey on these young boys, you know, like, and not like the way the Catholic Church does, but also almost like in a way that's worse. They walk around with a fucking camera crew. And this one of them lives in like Mallorca or somewhere, you know, he's British. And cause he's on the run, cause he gotten some car accidents in his Lamborghini or something in fucking in England. He can't go back. So he's in Mallorca and he's filming content. And here's what he does. He's like, oh yeah, you got to, you know, to be a man, you got to fucking do this shit. And then he's like, you also got to invest in my crypto. And the crypto's a fucking huge ripoff, but it's like, he's got so many people following him. And also it's a lot of them are like, buy my plan, you know, and you're going to get some pussy down the road, you know? And it's like these dumb kids with no one like investing any time in them.
No,
they find
no guidance. They're going to fall for the Ponzi scheme that is
no
crypto.
No male role models. Yeah. And so they're looking and they're like, oh, this guy's fit. You know, he's with all these women. He treats them like shit. And that's how I'm going to be. And so, and Louis Theroux is very funny. Like he's, you know, like he makes it, he's the most interesting part of it. Cause he's a strange person. But I wouldn't, you know, you're not really going to get anything out of it. Here's the second thing. I mean, I like the UFC because I like to watch like the dudes fighting each other. But and now it's like, it's become like a total like right wing sport. Like they're having one at the White House, Ed. And it's like,
Fourth of July.
Yeah. I can't support that. You know, I just can't get with it. It's unsettling. You know, it gives me a bad feeling. So like, you know, and the Andrew Tate's there. He's like hosted there, you know, like get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not into MMA, but sure. It's just cause I'm not into MMA, but like the NFL does the rah, rah, right wing bullshit
true.
Too. Like
fair.
I just happen to like football. So like, it's just not my thing, but you're going to have garbage politicization of anything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whatever.
It's enough already that we're doing the flyover and the, you know, like it's.
Salute the troops.
Yeah.
We're making them pay. So we don't actually care. We just want their money.
Right. And we're fucking sending them over there to fucking die for Israel. And like, what are we doing? You know, like, what are we doing? Anyway, let's do some voice mails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His faults are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits, tits. He's been well in Gardenia. Whoa, he's been well.
One voicemail this week. Let's check in.
Yo, ballers, it's Ben 906 here. I'm just listening to the Solo Bri show and getting caught up on all things Bri.
That's right.
Just wanted to talk about the jelly roll and what's really actually more tragic about him.
So Ed, one of the things on my list was jelly roll. Jelly roll, who's
what? His age?
What is his age?
Didn't you send me like a month ago? Like his reported age is shocking compared to what he looks like.
I don't. Maybe I think he's like 40 or like, Well, look, everything about him, he sucks. He's like Avatar, Ed, right? Like you don't know a single person that's a fan of him. You don't know a single song that he does. You don't know
41.
You don't know, like, he just showed up and all of a sudden he's like the most popular thing, just like the movie Avatar, which it can't be true. Cause it's like, I don't know anybody that likes him.
I don't know anyone into him.
Yeah,
kids aren't into him.
But he sells out Staples Center. How's that possible? That's impossible. We're being lied to about Jelly Roll. So I assume this is what Ben 906 is talking about.
Is his wife. If you don't know what she looks like, you go ahead and Google that. And
well, come on, Ben.
He is actually probably more, I would say I'm more sympathetic to the Jelly Roll having to be with that thing.
Jeez. Wow. There's somebody for everybody out there, Ben 906. Like, I'm not going to shame him. He's found love, whatever. Like, he can do his thing. But, like, why am I subjected to all things Jelly Roll all the time? I don't look for his content. All I get is what's up with Jelly Roll every single day of my life. And I'm not here for it. okay. Thank you for that, Ben 906. That's it for the free portion of the show. We appreciate you listening. We would ask you to maybe consider subscribing to our Patreon, patreon.com/theballerlifestylepodcast. The Patreon portion of the show begins now.